This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so cold, so don't you worry.
Now 7 after the hour, last program of 2016. Yep. The DJV experience, which actually started in 2016 and will forge ahead in 2017, starring Doug Steffen, that would be me, starring Jennifer Horn, who's off until next Tuesday. And then there's Victoria Keelan, who's here with Kara Schillen, who's at our controls. All of us got together this year and thought we'd try to make a go of it. So here we are, making a go of it. Matter of fact, we're about to be heard in Albany, New York. Let's see, we got on to Eureka, Washington. I'm not sure where that is. I got to figure that out. And Lexington, Kentucky in the last week or so. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Most people today, Victoria, are talking on the radio anyway. If you can find somebody doing a live show or a real host, I think I'm the only one who's doing, and George Norrie, the only ones who are actually doing programs live and are like real hosts. There are a lot of subs here, there, and everywhere, and nobody's listening for the most part anyway, unless they want to find out good things about what the world holds in store for 2017. I'm just looking at the list of stories from Talkers Magazine, the top news talk radio stories of the year. No surprises here. I just wonder, next year, I'm thinking about the things that last year this time, if you can believe, I was just talking to my pal, Uri Geller, who a week ago at this time was bringing me to the airport in right. Tel Aviv, and how quickly we get around and how things change. And yet I look at this list and I wonder how much really has changed in the last year. Well, I guess depending on how you look at things, now a lot of things have changed. There have been protests this past year. That's nothing new. I think we ought to have more protesting because I think that puts stories and information and action on the front page, which is what we need in circumstances. I can't begin to understand. Number 14 this year is that Flint water thing, which hasn't been settled, hasn't been solved, hasn't been fixed.
It's been going on
for 4 years. And it just came into prominence this past year. So why aren't there people, everybody wants to protest Trump before he even gets into office, which seems rather ludicrous to me. Let him make a few mistakes or do something before you protest him. Now let's go to Flint and be protesting what's going on there. So, anyway, that's a suggestion for those of you who are in Michigan. What's going on with Iran? Number 13, because of all of the there were some missile tests this week, but look at the Iranian deal. Hopefully, they'll be able to sign on the dotted line with Boeing to buy all those planes before Trump comes in and says, I don't like that deal. Apple and the FBI, we have our tech overview of the big stories of the week in the year. I guess this probably is the biggest tech story. Don't you think, Victoria? The Apple, they said, no, the FBI says, give us your information. And Apple says, no, we're not going to give you any information. And Apple prevailed.
Well, and you know, and yeah, and just this week, Amazon had the same issue.
Yeah.
So this is just going to be a bigger and bigger story in 2017, I think.
Right. Kiss my computer.
Kiss my hard drive.
Yes, please do that. Number 11 on this list of the top 15 from talkers for this past year, our relationship with China. Man, if you don't think that's going to change in the next year. And, all those naysayers, oh, he's getting too tough on China. Why shouldn't we be tough on China? Let them be tough on China. China's been ringing us around the rosy for a while now. Let's try to modify things and even the relationship out. I don't have a problem with that.
My biggest problem with China is I'm so sick of seeing everything, that every product that I pick up made in China. It drives me crazy.
Well, it's not their fault. It's
not
our
fault. It's ours. I know, but it drives me crazy.
It does, and it makes me nuts, too. Look at all the things you get for Christmas. How much of that was a boon for Chinese companies and Chinese workers?
Oh.
At the expense of American companies and the expense of American workers.
Exactly.
Yep. Number 10, the bathroom laws. Would you please go away with this stuff? My God.
That went on. I mean, it's still going on. Yeah, I don't even understand
that.
That
was last year this time.
Yeah.
Antonin Scalia's death and where we go. I guess the past is his death. The future is Where do you go? Who's going to get appointed to the Supreme Court? Number eight, the Brexit deal. I was in England a couple of months ago. I didn't see anything different from the 100 times I've been there before. I know there's an attitude. Some people are losing jobs and stuff because of it, but I think it's a little early. Fake news, number seven. I think this is the story of the year, frankly.
Yeah.
And I think this does continue into 2017, big time. So how do you and I, Kara and Victoria and Jennifer and I, how do we, is that, I don't want to talk about fake news. I want to make sure I have a smile on my face when I'm doing it and know that I'm getting taken. I don't mind being taken, but I want to know I'm getting taken.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this. You have to do your own due diligence. I mean, Yesterday, for example, our general manager, Bob Kay, sent me a story about Kellyanne Conway and her kids not apparently being snubbed by D.C. schools.
Right.
Well, I Googled that all day yesterday. There was one story the whole day, and it was from the Daily Mail over in the U.K. Okay, so that's kind of a gossip rag.
The Guardian, Laughlin, but sometimes the European papers get more information about what's going on here.
Sometimes they do. But no one else had reported on that until finally last night, Page Six picked up on it at the New York Post, called Kellyanne for a comment, and it turns out it was pretty much a fake story.
Really?
So, yeah, she basically said, I'm not worried, and everyone's been really wonderful, and she kind of laughed it off. So, you know, I had a suspicion that sort of smelled like a bit of a fake story or a plant or something.
Well, there are people who would be trying to get at her because they don't like her politics and they don't like her boss.
Well, and there are people who would plant that story on her side to make it look like she's a victim, you know, to make her boss, you know. So it felt like it wasn't a real thing and like there wasn't a lot of meat to it. And that's the thing. You have to, in this day and age, if you're getting your news from Facebook, Facebook has admitted you probably shouldn't be getting your news from Facebook.
Right.
That's the number one generator or however you want to call it, distributor, perpetuator.
You ought to go to Drudge instead. Make sure you go to Drudge.
Right. But yeah, you have to be careful.
All right. Other items here that are on the list, the terror attacks and the battle against Daesh, that'll, I think, change somewhat this year. That whole business in the Middle East is going to change, I think. But I think it depends on the tipping balance between Russia or Putin and Trump as to where this all goes. Yesterday, the sanctions that were announced, the 35 diplomats from America that will be sent back to Russia, and then Putin says, nah, 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 I'm going to close the American school. Nah, 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 nah. And so the American school gets closed for who knows how long. The American schools exist for the people who don't really know. Every major city around the world has what they call the American school, which is basically a school that's set up by private entities. It's usually an NGO. And it's a way for Americans who are diplomats, Americans working in these countries, these cities, to have a school for their children to go to. That's really what it is. So all the Russian Americans that are in Russia on diplomatic mission or maybe... See, he doesn't dare send the diplomats home. And I don't know who these 35 were. They got picked to be sent back. Packing, they had to be out of 72 hours or something. You got 72 hours to get out of town, or I'm coming after you with my six-shooter.
I was going to say, it does sound a little bit Old West.
Old West, yeah.
But, you know, I'm happy that we're being that firm. I was surprised, and I think a lot of people were surprised that we had such a firm stance on that.
It'll be very interesting to see what Trump does with that, I think, anyway. Okay, so let's see here.
I think it would be a big mistake for him to back down and change it.
No, I don't think he'd change it. Let's see.
To invite them back in? I think that would be a huge mistake. That shows Russia that we're completely flip-flopping.
Well, I think what's
going
on...
We haven't been firm enough with Russia. That's the problem.
The last 24 hours has seen a rather strange reality surface. And it points out how weak we are. This isn't about defensive posture and more money in the Pentagon. This is about leadership and philosophy. The Turks and the Russians brokered a deal in Syria to sort of separate the good guys from the bad guys. And depending on whether you read fake news or real news, it apparently calls for Assad to step down in 2 years and for there to be elections and all that kind of stuff, whether he does it or he doesn't.
All right.
I'm not suggesting that he's going to, but that's what they promised to do. But he's a lying, no-good son of a bee anyway, so why would you think he's going to hold to that? Anyway, but the Americans were not involved in this at all. At all. Not a bit. So it, kind of back to what you said a minute ago, Victoria, the Russians and their trying to inveigle themselves in situations like this in areas that are especially closer to them. And so it's just, let's see what it plays, how it plays out this next year. The police shootings, number three, 135 or 145. Kara, do you remember what the number was that I used in the last hour? I think it was 153, I think. Police officers, so anyway, a number that's larger this year than last year got killed or died on the job. And so some of it was, about half of it was being shot on duty or killed on duty, and the other half are people dying while they're on duty, having a heart attack or something like that. But it's way up this past year from where it was the year before. I mean, like 40% higher. So the stress of the job kills more, and the danger of dealing with some of these nutbirds in the public, you know, that's a consideration as well. And then you can just, the rest of it is Hillary and President Trump and yada, yada. So that's how it shakes up from Talker's point of view and his perspective. From your point of view, how do you feel about this past year? What are you thinking? Are you just happy that tomorrow's New Year's Eve and you're going to have a big party and you're looking forward with anticipation to the new year? That's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. Think it through that way. It's 18 past the hour here.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you've worked too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Musical portion of this hour focusing on that Sgt. Pepper redesign, which has been updated to include Carrie Fisher and George Michael. And if you didn't know the story of this, going back to earlier this month, an image surfaced on a lot of social media sites of a redesigned album cover for the Sgt. Pepper album, depicting a lot of the lives lost this past year, primarily the iconic figures from entertainment, from culture, David Bowie, Prince, front and center, but there's also Alan Rickman, Leonard Cohen, Russell, Zsa Zsa Gabor, John Glenn, Gary Shandling, and George Michael, Carrie Fisher. They're all easy to spot. Even some non-humans, like a Toblerone candy bar.
Remember that story? They shrunk.
Yeah. Well, it's got to make a money. You got to make a little bit of money on these things. A Make America Great Again hat. The word Brexit spelled out in flowers can be seen in the foreground of the album's cover.
That replaced the Beatles, where it said Beatles and flowers.
Yeah.
It's now
Brexit.
There
was a lot of flowers around. Yeah. In the
old,
right. Yeah. And so let's see here.
And even R2-D2 died this year.
Yes, Kenny Baker, who played R2-D2.
What a year.
A lot of people hitting the road.
Remember in my lifetime a year where we've lost so many iconic figures in one year.
People want to hit the road. Those who believe in making choices, they had enough. I'll see you later. All right, so speaking of George Michael, who earned himself a spot between Muhammad Ali and Gene Wilder on the cover of the new Sgt. Pepper, Elton John honored his friend George Michael during his concert in Las Vegas this week. There's a large photo of George Michael projected on the stage. And Elton John opened the show with Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, which he recorded in 1974 originally. And as a matter of fact, I think George Michael and Elton John performed the ballad together at the Live Aid concert in 1985. And at George Michael's Wembley Arena concert in England in 1991. Then, let's see, there was a
This was a huge hit. I mean, I remember.
At the end of 91. Yeah, right.
This is probably my favorite duet of all time. I just, oh my gosh, their voices sound so great together. I love the song, and the and having George Michael's voice in it made the song just had added such a new dimension to it. I remember being a kid every time this came on the radio, I would just freak out. I loved it so much.
Yeah. Well, so that's the story. Elton tweeted a photo after the death of Michael. I am in deep shock. I've lost a beloved friend, the kindest, most generous soul, and a brilliant artist. My heart goes out to his family, etc. So, the concert was the first this week in a series of New Year's shows called The Million Dollar Piano. Elton John is 69. Yes, wrap yourself around that. Carol, let's do the Eddie Vedder story as well here. I think we have time to acknowledge Eddie Vedder and his generosity. I think, didn't we talk on Monday or Tuesday about him giving $10,000 to a family in Maryland?
Yeah.
After a mother posted that they were facing eviction, they had no money. Now, another story later in the week that Vedder and the four other members of Pearl Jam have given large sums of money to another cause. There was a fellow named Keith Baxter, 10 or so, I guess 10 years ago, saved Vedder's life when he and a couple of friends were involved in a boating accident. Vedder has seized the opportunity to thank Baxter, who was in a serious accident himself last year, giving $70,000 to his GoFundMe campaign this week. So, good for him. Generosity is neat when it's acknowledged, I think. 28 minutes after the hour.
Now what? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Everything that has happened to you in your life has already happened. Good, bad, happy, sad, scary, peaceful, heartbreaking, or indifferent, the past is gone. There is nothing you can do, say, or wish that will ever get even 1 second of your life back. So really, really the only question for you at this point, for this exact moment, is this. Now what? What's done is done. What's gone is gone. Life hurts sometimes. Life is filled with joy sometimes. But eventually, joy or pain, all things emotional and all things experience will change. And for you, and for me, and for everyone else, the one overriding question that needs to ring in our ears is, now what? Because when you can figure that out, you'll learn how to best handle the obstacles and challenges that are right in front of you. For more on handling it all, subscribe to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
See something? Smell something? Do something. When your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com or call 1-888-964-9283.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
No, who's taking you home, and loving you so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, no, who's taking you home, and loving you so. The way I used to love you, oh,
what?
I don't wanna know.
How are you doing for every New Year's Eve? When the clock strikes midnight on New Year's Eve, there are a number of celebrations. And the usual one is the Times Square, New York deal. So one of our patrons here, the patron saint of New York, the lovely Victoria Schillen is I'm
Schillen. Are we married now?
Yes.
I know. I'm Victoria Schillen now.
I hope you'll be very happy together.
That's so progressive of you, Doug.
Yes, I'm very progressive. All right. So anyway, what are you doing in New York City for New Year's Eve? You're going to a ball, a gala? Are you going to be all dressed to the nines?
Well,
what are you doing?
I was just telling Kara. She said, well, what do you do as a New Yorker? And I said, well, we just avoid Times Square, but that's what we do every day. So every day you plan your entire day avoiding Times Square.
Times Square has become the mecca for tourists. There are no good restaurants in Times Square anymore.
No.
There's nothing going on that New Yorkers are interested in, so it's all left to the tourists.
Yeah, I mean, once Giuliani cleaned up all the porn shops, there's really nothing left for New Yorkers.
Yeah. 42nd Street is actually clean. You can walk down it now.
Yeah.
One end to the other.
But But we're just like most New Yorkers, you know, you want to stay in your own neighborhood and avoid having to find a cab because you won't find one. And Uber, they're impossible to find as well on New Year's Eve. And the subway is just a disaster. So we're actually just going to walk about 5 blocks down towards the Museum of Natural History, and there's a new restaurant that opened. And it's just Lewis and me. We're going to have dinner and then kind of meander back and see what happens.
Yeah. Good. That's sweet. How about you, Kara? What are you doing for New Year's Eve?
Well, one of my friends has been studying abroad in Scotland for the last few months, and he is back for the holidays for Christmas and New Year's. So I think we're going to all go out to me and my roommate and a couple other friends are going to go to a party in D.C. so we can see him and just hang out.
You and your roommate are going?
Yes.
Good for you. Good.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means
me and my lesbian roommate. Is that what
your roommate and you are going?
Oh, okay. Sorry, that's what
my roommate and I.
You guys could be huge lesbians. He wouldn't care as long as you say it right.
I don't mind if she's a lesbian. But there's
right.
Okay, that'll be in the fake news department. Kara Schillen admits she's a lesbian.
That's the headline on the New York Times today.
That's it, right? Exactly. All right, so anyway, New Year's Eve, people partying, doing things. I've always had a hard time staying awake after 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve. We laugh about that.
You'll be back in Florida, right, with Meredith?
I'll be in Florida tonight, yeah. Yeah, so tonight, and there's another... I use this on my bully pulpit. I am so sick of American Airlines, and people are probably sick of me hearing this story. They adjust the management of that company. It's like they want to flush it down the toilet. Here's the world's biggest airline, and they're so stupid. They change, you know, every season they reconfigure the airplane so that they use an asset in this place that they didn't need for the summer. They use it somewhere else for the winter. And I understand all that. But why are you changing the planes around during one of the busiest travel weeks of the year? The same thing happened to me. I went online last night to get my boarding pass to go to Miami this afternoon. And it was exactly the same scenario as Monday. They changed the plane. They eliminated this seat. And so they put me in a seat that I called them and said, I'm not sitting in that seat. Well, we've had a change of equipment, so it's not my fault.
Right.
What do you keep doing? And the seat that I was assigned was still in the record, so when I printed out the boarding pass, which I like to do, I think it's fabulous to be able to print out a boarding pass, or I'm now using my device, actually, to show that's big time, I know. That's a big step for me.
Oh, do they scan your
yes.
iPhone now?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Right. So anyway,
16 was a big year for you in technology.
It was. That's what I should hold on to. Anyway,
yeah.
I don't want to tell the story. This Mercury's in retrograde until, I think, the 8th, and that's part of the fool news, I think, as well. But the answer is I'm going to be back in my Palm Beach tonight, and I'll spend the weekend there. And then, what's Monday? The 2nd. Yeah, I'll go back to Boston for 3 or 4 days of catching up, and... As soon as the weather this weekend, actually, we were talking about that. This winter storm, why? It is that people are making plans to drive long distances. If you're in Idaho and Montana and the Rocky Mountain states, the Dakotas, you should be in Minnesota. You're not going to go anywhere. This is a big storm headed for the Northeast. Actually, the cold weather and the storm will come down as far as Los Angeles as I leave today. The temperature's dipping about 15, 20 degrees. It was beautiful here the last couple of days. Magnificent. The kind of weather you love for Southern California or Florida or any place, frankly. And so the storm that's now sort of eastbound, you can track it. I feel like a weather person along Interstate 70 to Denver and then across into Chicago. But by the time it gets to the East Coast, apparently it's going to warm up. And it'll just be rain there where you two are, Washington, New York, and into Boston on Sunday and Monday. With temperatures.
Do you have snow on the ground now?
Next week. On the farm, there was a little bit when I was there. When was I last there? Last week. Yeah, a little bit of snow, nothing serious.
Yeah.
We haven't had a lot of snow. It got cold quickly, and then it went away quickly. So the temperatures have been more in the 40s and low 50s than they have been in the 30s and the 20s.
We had one day of snow in New York City, and then the next day it was a very wet snow anyway, and then it was all gone. And it's because I bought snow boots. I know
good
it.
For you.
I was all excited to have snow this year, and I bought these really awesome snow boots, and I got to wear them once in the slush, and that was it.
All right, 20 minutes before the hour. Time for us to check the sports news with Biff Keelan. Let's see, Serena Williams is going to get engaged to the guy who founded Reddit. So what's their story? I don't know much about this guy, Alexis Ohanian, other than he's from Reddit. Reddit's been around for a while. I don't know how many.
It has,
people
yeah.
People use it? People still use Reddit?
People do. People do. Reddit has become the kind of the premier platform for, if you ever see the hashtag, now that you're on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, follow him. Now that you have access to Twitter, if you ever see the hashtag AMA, it's Ask Me Anything, and Reddit is the forum for all of that. And that's that's kind of one of the big first things that they did. Yeah. And it's grown and grown, and I think they
like,
bought...
Is it like Siri, you ask a question or just type in a question and they'll find the answer to it? That kind of stuff?
Well, no, it's for celebrities to have an open forum with fans. So then the fans type in a question, and then the celebrities answer it right away, and it's kind
so
of
is that how
thing.
He met Serena Williams?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. No one seems to know. They've only been dating for a little over a year, maybe almost a year and a half. It's when the first time that they were spotted together.
I'm going to guess in her late 20s, early 30s. How old is Serena Williams?
How old? He's 33. I don't know how old Serena is. I would imagine she's around that age.
Yeah, she's 35, so just a little older than him. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a fabulous tennis player, I'll tell you that. She's quite an athlete.
Yeah.
I hope she's happy with this guy. I don't know. As I said, I know a little about Reddit, but obviously not as much as you. He was very romantic, flew her to Rome, where they had apparently met.
Well, there you go. We just answered our own question.
Right, yeah.
I should read my own notes. That's how they met. Yeah. They met in Rome accidentally
at a restaurant. A table, and she had reserved a table. It was the same table. So if that isn't synchronicity, if that isn't fate, if that isn't proof that there is a plan, I don't know what is.
They should make a movie. I mean, that's the perfect meet, too, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
It's a great movie.
It really is.
Yeah.
So he flew her back to that same table and proposed.
Yeah. Good. Sweet. Isn't that nice?
Which is
good
very cute. Yeah.
They're very happy. Good luck to them, both of them.
Yes.
All right, so who's Keon Carpenter? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yes. Unfortunately, this is a very sad story. Former NFL player Keon Carpenter died yesterday morning at the age of 39. He played for the Buffalo Bills, the Falcons. He's from Baltimore. And he was on vacation in Miami with his family, and he was chasing his little son around. Mm. He slipped, he fell, he hit his head, went into a coma, and 24 hours later he was gone.
Good
it's
Lord.
Just a freak accident, one of those things. Yeah, it's just very, very sad. So he is a beloved member of the Baltimore community, so a lot of fans took to Twitter and former players and and coaches to celebrate him, and everyone seemed to really like him as a person. So I'm sure there'll be a good turnout for the funeral.
Yeah, all right. That's sad news. We'll pause for a moment, and then we'll get to some better news. More items of interest as we look ahead to 2017. The DJV experience, Jennifer's off until Tuesday, but we're here manning our posts at the fort, at the ready. Doug and Victoria and Kara at 43 past the hour.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR 4.51%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, up to 20% of the U.S. population will get the flu this year. Dr. Carrie Peterson, a New York City-based physician, reminds us of the symptoms to look out for.
Unlike cold symptoms that usually come on gradually and progress over time, the flu often hits you fast and furious with the sudden onset of fever, aches, fatigue, cough, and headache.
Dr. Peterson says there are ways to alleviate flu symptoms if you do get sick, like drinking plenty of fluids to stay hydrated and using a humidifier to make breathing easier. She also recommends humidifiers for their preventative benefits.
Studies have shown that the cold and flu virus thrive in dry places. By keeping the humidity levels in your home between 40 and 60%, humidifiers can help reduce the survival of flu viruses on surfaces and in the air.
For more information, visit VicksHumidifiers.com. That's VicksHumidifiers.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, is this a sign of the times? By the way, it's 46 past the hour. I'm Doug. She's Victoria, and the other lady is Kara, who is a graduate of the American School of English in honors. Well, she has honors.
Thank you.
All right. We have fun. We all love each other. We tease each other. It's all in good fun. Yesterday, Gay Perry was the scene of a free parking for a day item to fight the spike in pollution in Paris. They're giving people free parking. I'm not sure I quite understand the motive here. If smog levels are up, then why are they inviting more people to come to the city, which is basically, if you have free parking, you're going to bring everybody in, and that means more cars, unless they have just given free parking to electric cars or specialty cars.
Well, I think what they did was they, instead of people leaving, I think this is just for Parisian citizens who maybe, like in New York City and possibly even in D.C., I don't know how parking goes there, but we have to move our cars all the time for alternate side cleaning and things like that.
Yeah, they do here in Los Angeles, too.
Yeah, so instead of maybe having cars all have to be moved around, they just said keep your car there for the day, and just so no one's starting an engine. I think that was sort of the idea of it, to just leave the car where it is. You're not going to have to pay a ticket or anything.
So they could maybe learn something in other cities around the country. I know my daughter was gone for almost 2 weeks to England, and the area where she lives in Los Angeles doesn't have the house that she lives in. It doesn't have any parking. Mm-hmm. So they park on the street. And Brendan, a couple, three times while they were gone, moved the cars around because they're not supposed to leave them in the same place for more, I think, than 4 days or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll
right.
get a ticket.
Right, right.
It doesn't change.
He's a really good brother, by the way.
Oh, he's a wonderful kid.
Everything that you tell me, I've never met Brendan, but everything you tell me, whether it's babysitting for Miles on Sundays or moving cars, I mean, he's a really good brother.
Yeah, he's a good brother. And that yesterday, the last 2 days, we've all spent a lot of time together, and they just got back from England the same day that I came out from Miami. They got back from their trip to England, and they both had colds, and Miles is wham-wham because he's not, he's 2 years old, for heaven's sakes. He traveled 11 and a half hours on a plane, had a cold, and he slept part of the way, but he can't get back into the cycle of sleeping.
Oh, it's his first jet lag.
Yeah, really. So he was a little bit fussy. And so when he sees Brendan walking in the room, he looks at me and he smiles. And when he sees Brendan come into the room, he just gets all excited and animated. But it was a little kids like that, when they travel, it's not an easy thing. And then you have to figure out, okay, what's the best way to take care of him, protect him? This is something for everybody, no matter what your age. Make sure you have plenty of good, strong immune things around, like vitamin C and echinacea, golden seal, zinc, to protect, because this weekend will be a lot of revelry and a lot of bad weather, so you'll probably get sick. Be careful. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Now, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug with Victoria Keelan going through the top five technology items from this past week. And there are a lot of them, a lot of important information here. So let's get at it, starting with the number five item, Victoria.
Well, if you still have some Amazon boxes left over from Christmas packaging, which most households do since Amazon had such a banner year, Amazon has made it easier to recycle those boxes and to do some good at the same time. They've actually teamed up with Goodwill, and it's called the Give Back Box Program. And so you can use those empty Amazon boxes, fill them with things that you no longer want, household goods, clothing, accessories, things that, you know, you want to donate to the Goodwill. And all you do, plop them in the Amazon box, go for, print out a free shipping label at givebackbox.com, and just drop them off at a local UPS or postal service location, and then they get mailed to the to your nearest Goodwill. I think you do also get a tax little slip for it if you're donating to Goodwill, but this is something that Amazon said they feel like they want to recycle the boxes, obviously, because there's a lot of packaging, and to give back to Goodwill. Amazon felt this is something they really wanted to try this year. And so far, the program's actually been really successful. So we may see Amazon doing more of this type of thing with charity in the future.
Yeah, okay. So that's good news. Number four this week in terms of the top five tech stories.
Snapchat and Uber teamed up, which seems like a very strange partnership. But again, this is another thing that seems to be really popular. Snapchat has exclusive filters that only work while you're in an Uber. So while you're in your Uber, you log on to your Snapchat and you can choose one of the Snap filters and you can send them to your friends who are waiting for you at a restaurant or destination or party or wherever you're going. And you can send them these exclusive filters, and there's there's lots of fun stuff you can do. It makes the ride go a little bit faster. And it's, of course, another, you know, tech partnership. We're probably going to see that this is a sign of bigger things to come between Uber and Snapchat. And now Uber also announced you can Uber to a person instead of a destination. That launched last week as well. So Uber's getting more and more personal and trying to become even more ingrained in your everyday routine.
They're smart, and they learn how to adapt to their circumstances, whatever they are, and I think that that's important. Okay, that's good for success. Number three this week on our Tech Countdown.
This was an interesting story that's definitely going to carry well into 2017. An investigative reporter named Jason Leopold, along with a PhD candidate at MIT named Ryan Shapiro, they filed a lawsuit together against the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence for failure to comply with a Freedom of Information Act request seeking records pertaining to the Russian hacking in the U.S. election. So, essentially, under the Freedom of Information Act, when a journalist requests information, the agency has 10 days to comply, and they've requested twice now throughout the months of November and December without any answer. And so this is where this lawsuit came from. They want to know specific things, that specific terms that are tied to Russia's hacking of campaign-related systems. So this is, and they're also they also want to know the communication between the FBI director James Comey and the White House about what they knew about the Russian involvement with hacking. And of course, this is just becoming a bigger and bigger story now with sanctions and things like that. So we'll see where this lawsuit goes. It is the first of its kind, so it'll be interesting to see what the outcome is.
All right. Number two, a focus on Samsung again.
Well, Samsung this time has some good news. Of course, you know, the fiasco of the exploding Galaxy Note 7s, that was bad for business, and then the washing machines, also bad. Samsung had a tough 2016. But in 2017, the Galaxy S8 will be released for Android users, and their new assistant, which is similar to Siri, his name is Bixby, and Bixby will be involved in all of the preloaded apps. So, just like Siri, you'll be able to use Bixby on other apps that are on the phone. They've also done things like they've taken away the headphone jack, just like iPhone did, so it's all wireless. And they also, like iPhone, have a dual lens camera. So Samsung is really going toe to toe now with the iPhone 7.
Some warped mind is going to put the two of them together, Siri and Bixby, and there'll be an X-rated app using the two of them. All right, number one.
The Luke Skywalker arm has finally actually come to life. This is a revolutionary prosthetic. It's going to veterans first, which is really wonderful, and it is an incredible piece of technology. They've named it Luke after Luke Skywalker's replacement arm in Star Wars. So this is great. They've got the first two already rolled out to veterans.
Big technology stories of the week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, part of the DJV crowd at 59 past the hour.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.